Thanks for calling customer support. This is Sharnita. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Elliot. I am calling from West Compton Credit Union in the fraud department, and I'm calling because we have a member with an unauthorized transaction from this company on their account. I wanted to see if we could get some additional information about these charges.
No, sir. I can get your zip code to check on the account.
Zip code is 54007.
54007?
Correct.
And what's the name on the account?
Sue Edwin.
Okay. Can you verify the address for me?
I'm afraid I cannot give out the full address of my cardholder.
I have to have the address to confirm, to verify the account.
Okay, yeah, I'm afraid that I cannot give out her full address or personal contact information like phone or email. So if that's required, we'll have to just move on and file a dispute instead, I'm afraid.
I can help you with the account. I'm looking at her name, but I have to verify the account just to make sure this is the same person.
Okay. Yeah, like I can give you the name, the zip code, the card number, date amount of the transaction, things like that, but I cannot give out her full address or her personal contact information like that.
Can I just get the – I don't need the address where I – can you can give me the email?
I'm afraid I can't give out her email address either. And in fact, she doesn't even have an email in her account with us. So I don't have one to give anyway.
Okay, sir. Is there anywhere you can get her on the line? Because I have to confirm her address before I can confirm that she has an account with us.
Yeah, I'm afraid not either. I'm kind of calling on her behalf. She's not able to call herself.
Okay, can you hold for a second while I check with my manager?
Sure. Sure.
Yes, sir. Can you provide me the last four of the card purposes? For security purposes?
Yep, the last four of the card are 6850.
Can you hold for a second?
Sure.
Okay, sir, the account was verified. I'm looking at her account on April the 5th. She entered a contest to win a mixer. And when you enter the contest in the mixer, it says in the term and condition, she's automatically enrolled into the Bice Hub app. And the Bice Hub app is the $59.89 monthly payment that is showing on her account.
Yeah, she's had two charges of this now. She says they're fraudulent. Sounds like it may have been some kind of a sweepstakes type
yes.
of deal.
Yes, sir.
And for that type of situation, we still file chargebacks on those. Those are fraudulent structures. You can't offer someone a prize and then surreptitiously enroll them into a survey, MasterCard and Visa. They do not allow that. You have to properly disclose those types of things, not bury them in terms and conditions. So we typically file chargebacks on those. But I'm wondering maybe you could refund these transactions and we could maybe avoid filing those disputes. Is that something you're able to do?
Yes, sir. There's something we can do. Can I put you on a brief hold while I make check with my manager?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Yes, sir. I could refund both of these back to her account.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Can I put you on a brief hold while I get these refunds put back into the account?
Yeah, I can wait.
Okay, sir, I'm getting this account canceled and the refunds put back on the account. All the refunds will be back on to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, great. Thank you. Is there a confirmation number I can have for those refunds at all?
Yes, sir. I'm canceling
okay.
All the accounts and doing the refunds now. I'll be right back to the line.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The refunds will be put back onto the account within 3 to 5 business days. You ready for the confirmation codes?
Yes, please.
The confirmation codes are C as in cat, 9205 1557 6, and that count was canceled too, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, and then the other confirmation number is C as in cat, 9206 98 6, 7, 5. You need me to repeat those numbers back to you, sir?
No, I don't. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I was waiting on you. Is there anything else you need from me?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that about covers it then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye.